Good morning. Phyllis just read some stuff from the Bible for you, and I'm going to reread it, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. Then John gave his testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. That was from the book of John. So what we're going to talk about today are eyewitnesses. Do you guys know what an eyewitness is? Have you ever seen the ocean? Do you know somebody who has seen the ocean? I've seen the ocean. So I'm an eyewitness. I've seen the ocean. Or if you hear about a basketball game on TV, the University of Illinois played yesterday, you weren't there, but the people who were there were eyewitnesses to a win. The win yesterday, so they were eyewitnesses. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit about today. Today I need you to be an eyewitness for me. Can you guys all do that for me? Be an eyewitness? No? You don't have to be. Here's all you need to do. When you hear me say a word, like anything that has to do with seeing something, such as see, saw, watch, I want you to make binoculars or glasses with your hands. Can you guys do that? Can you do it? Can you do that? You're just looking at me like I'm a weirdo, huh? Can you do that? Boy, is it great. So every time in my story that I say a word that has to do with seeing something, then you guys are going to make your glasses, okay? I've got glasses on, so it's hard for me. It is important for us to keep up with what is happening in the world. A lot of us watch the news. Do your mommies and daddies, grandmas and grandpas, anybody watch the news at your house? Huh? Sitting at the desk, and sometimes they're always sitting at the desk and they're reading stuff, and then pretty soon they go and they look out and they have somebody on the scene of an accident or a fire burning or the basketball game they had afterwards. They had somebody with a microphone talking to the basketball players and the coaches and stuff, okay? So one of the ways to keep it is watching the news. So watching is a word that we're going to make our glasses. Watching the glasses. You're just looking at me. A typical news broadcast may have several live on-the-scene reports. The announcer might say something like, fire destroyed a downtown business today. Channel 13 eyewitness news reporter Marcy Brown is at the scene. So Marcy now, they go in and we go to, she is talking to somebody. Now Marcy did not see the fire, but she knows somebody who was an eyewitness, okay? Thank you, Bob. I'm talking to Caleb Smith, who was witnessed the fire. Caleb, can you tell me exactly what you saw? Okay. The eyewitness would then tell everyone what he saw. It really helps us to understand what happened when we have an eyewitness report, doesn't it? Even though there was no TV when Jesus was living, did he have TV? How did they get the word around? Because they had eyewitnesses that told things. So John actually was an eyewitness who saw the Holy Spirit come on Jesus like a dove. So he was an eyewitness. He actually saw that. We didn't see it, did we? No. One day John the Baptist saw Jesus coming down toward him, saw Jesus coming. And he said to the people, look. Hillary, I just love you doing that. And he said to the people, look, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I told you about. I didn't know he was the Messiah when I baptized him. I saw. With my own two eyes, and I tell you, this is the Son of God. When the people heard John's eyewitness report, because John the Baptist actually saw all this, it helped them to understand and believe that Jesus was truly the Son of God. So you don't have to make your glasses anymore, okay? Most people come to know about Jesus because someone tells them about him. Perhaps it's your parents, Sunday school teacher or a pastor or a good friend, who is someone who's told you about Jesus? Do you guys talk about Jesus at home? Do you? You don't talk about Jesus at home? Yes, you do. You talk about Jesus at home? Mm-hmm. You say prayers at your meals? Or yeah, that's talking about Jesus. The people whom you name have given an eyewitness account of how Jesus changed their life. Okay, we all know how Jesus has changed our life because he loves us very much and he died on the cross to save us from our sin. And so we are all eyewitnesses. We can share what we know about Jesus because we know Jesus. What would you tell somebody about Jesus if you had the opportunity, or when you had the opportunity to tell people about Jesus? What would you tell them about Jesus? Great. Okay. He loves us very much. Yeah. Okay. Whatever Jesus has done for you, tell others so that they can know him too. So let's pray. You don't have to do your glasses anymore about this. Dear God, thank you for sending your son. Help us be witnesses so that others will come to know your love as we do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.